find out more about the Jewish world here and in Israel in a unique and easy manner. Your host and producer, Zelda.
Come fly, El Al, and your spirit will climb ever higher as your heart takes wings. And with the birds it sings a song of joyous praise. El Al is the airline of Israel that calls to you with open arms. Come fly, El Al, come fly.
Good morning, and how are you this morning? Nice to be back with you. We have a full lineup this morning. We're hoping to get Judah Pearl, Daniel Pearl's father, on the line a little bit later in the program, maybe 9:30 or so, right after Dr. Poon. We have a special number to call, but as this is a live show, you never know what's going to be happening, so be prepared. Hopefully it'll work out. In most cases, it does. He will be speaking to more at the Beth Tikva Synagogue around 8 o'clock or so, but first, let's go to news and Arut Sheva.
This is Israel National Radio, the only independent news talk network in the Middle East, with news every half hour, on the half hour. Now, from the Israel National Radio newsroom, here's Ernie Singer.
Police on high alert this afternoon for a terror attack in Jerusalem. They're looking for a suicide bomber trying to enter the capital. An army source says a Hamas weapons factory in El Yamun next to Jenin, north of Jerusalem, is further proof that terrorists are using the Sharm el-Sheikh ceasefire to reorganize and plan attacks. The army has destroyed the lab. PLO Interior Minister Nasser Yusuf has fired the entire security apparatus in Jenin, including the regional governor. According to Israeli government radio, Yusuf ordered the replacement of all Jenin police with a new force after terrorists fired at Yusuf's car. PLO Chairman Mahmoud Abbas will meet with the head of the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization in the eastern part of the PLO-assigned areas in the wake of last Friday's suicide bombing attack in Tel Aviv, which killed five Israelis, and the discovery of a truck laden with half a ton of explosives at a junction near Jenin. An Arab source has told the Haaretz Daily, 2 days after the sudden resignation of Prime Minister Omar Karami's pro-Syrian government, that Lebanon is weighing declaring a state of emergency and authorizing military rule until May elections. According to the source, there does not appear to be a viable Sunni Muslim candidate that can serve as prime minister in the next government due to the sudden timing of Karami's resignation. According to the Lebanese constitution, the prime minister must be Sunni, while the president must be Christian and the parliament speaker must be Shiite. Druze opposition leader Walid Jumblat says he is demanding that the new Lebanese government be neutral, that is, neither pro-Syrian nor pro-opposition. The central objective of the next government will be to organize parliamentary elections, which are supposed to take place at the end of May. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the 14,000 Syrian troops stationed in Lebanon might pull out in the next few months. Egypt and Saudi Arabia are trying to get him to commit to a specific date, as early as April, before the elections. Jumblat has told Al Jazeera Television that he would prefer a truce with Israel rather than a peace treaty. He said a peace treaty with the Jewish state would harm Lebanon. Dr. Eyal Zisser, a senior research fellow at the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies, says Hezbollah will lose out if the Syrian-controlled terror group will become the focus of Lebanese aggression when Syria leaves. Quoting Zisser, "I won't say their rule will be finished. After all, they are a Lebanese party with many supporters, but clearly the room for maneuvering that they currently have, which allows them to operate against Israel, will be very narrow." In the Detroit federal court, Yusuf Karani has admitted to being a member, fighter, recruiter, and fundraiser for Hezbollah. Karani's sentencing will take place in 3 months' time. He faces a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. After he serves his time, Karani will be deported to Lebanon. German police have arrested Ernst Zundel, a known Holocaust denier, immediately upon his arrival at the Frankfurt airport, ending more than four decades in Canada. Zundel was ordered deported from Canada last week. A federal judge in the United States has stripped a former Nazi death camp guard of his American citizenship. District Judge Paul Gadola ruled that Ivan Mandisch had been an armed guard for nearly 6 months in 1943 at the Nazi labor camp Poniatowa near Lublin in Poland. Mandisch could appeal, and a final decision on his citizenship and deportation could take months or years. Deportation proceedings continue against John Demjanjuk, who has been in virtual seclusion since 1993, the year he returned to the United States after he was cleared in Israel of being Ivan the Terrible, a sadistic guard at a concentration camp. The government wants the native of the Ukraine deported after he was stripped of his citizenship a second time in 2002 when a trial judge ruled that documents from the war prove he was a Nazi guard at other various camps. Famed filmmaker Steven Spielberg is to produce a documentary on Ukrainian Holocaust victims. Co-producing the documentary will be a Ukrainian coal and steel magnate. Germany's Deutsche Bank has bought 6.5% of Israel's Bank Leumi and has an option to buy more shares of the bank. Are foreigners taking over Israel? Will this endanger Israel? And how careful should we be when selling major shares of vital Israeli companies to foreigners?
Joining us now is Dr. Daniel Radd, a graduate in medicine and surgery from Rome, Italy, specializing in permanent allergy elimination and negative emotional release. Dr. Radd is also a researcher in alternative medicine. If you're suffering from food and environmental allergy reaction or have negative emotional issues, call Tuesday or Thursday, 416-269-0151, or Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 416-535-8034. Hi, Dr. Radd. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Zelda. Good morning, everybody. I'm fine.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow on our open line show. Looking forward to it. We were talking yesterday about depression.
Yes.
And I think it is probably the most common thing that we can discuss because it seems that there are more people in depression or sad or unhappy than ever before. Is it because of what's going on in the world or is it some sort of bodily dysfunction?
They are... We talked about depression yesterday, and I mentioned that it's not just one cause, it's not just one thing causing depression. There could be many, many of them as a single etiology or single cause, or could be a combination of them, some of them, three of them, four of them, five of them. But anyway, the point is this. If body is healthy body, that means digestion is okay, production is okay, absorption is okay, therefore there is no cell or organ which is suffering from lack of nutrients. Therefore, whole system will be functional well. But meantime, we don't forget about, we don't forget about the main memory or the program center which is running system smoothly. If the center is having problem, I'm talking about long-term memory, which is a subconscious mind, if is messed up with negative emotional issues, all negative thoughts and negative experiences. So this body cannot be functional well. And meantime, we don't forget about environmental pollution, emotional pollution, physical pollution, nutritional pollution. In other words, we are, individuals, is living in in the ocean, which is full of, sharks and animals and octopus and whatever, waves, anything you imagine and you think which are aggressive and which are life-threatening. If a person who is swimming there is little weak, for sure will be affected. If he's not if it's not furnished with equipment, with tools, with arms, with energy, with whatever, will be a good victim to be swallowed up, swallowed down easily. In other words, we have to take care of almost everything around us, just not depression, just not the stomach, just not this and that. So normally what I do, I investigate and find out from since childhood up to now what was wrong, what is wrong. Then think about it to see what is the protocol, what is the plan, and what type of treatments this patient needs. Sometimes, most of the time, they need NAET, then they need negative emotional release, and meantime, they need isopathic remedy. So helping this patient in order to come to normal life slowly, gradually, meantime backing it up with NAET, and meantime taking care of wrong programs in the brain, which is NERT, so slowly, gradually this patient will be back. And there is no limit, there is no border, there is no restriction. That means if this patient is a woman, is man, is white, is black, and what type of disease this patient has doesn't matter what, from mild to severe, from simple to complicated case, all of them will be responding to these treatments.
Okay, Dr. Rad's available by going on his website at www.curesallergy.com. He'll be with us tomorrow in the studio for the full hour, so I'm hoping that we'll have lots to talk about and we'll have a lot of people joining us as well. Dr. Rad, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Daniel Rad will return tomorrow morning with more information on allergy elimination and other complementary methods. Dr. Rad is located at two convenient locations, 2753 Eglinton Avenue East, Suite 202, telephone 416-269-0151, or 800 Bathurst Street, Suite 205, telephone 416-535-8034.
The Mitzvah Moment with Rabbi Mendel Kaplan is proudly made possible by the Unity Referral Network, URN, bringing Jews together in business and pleasure. For business referrals, visit our website at www.unityreferralnetwork.com. We'll be right back. An unhappy employee is an unproductive employee. Your office works hard all year. It's time to give them the Employee Energizer. Employee Energizer will come to your workplace and give your staff short in-chair massages. In just minutes, they'll be relaxed, refreshed, and ready to return to work. Say goodbye to stress. Say hello to happy, loyal, productive employees. Find out how affordable it really is. Go online to EmployeeEnergizer.com or call 416-633-0977. Good morning, Rabbi Kaplan. We're awaiting your mitzvah moment here.
Good morning, Zelda. Thank you. In the book of Leviticus, Sefer Vayikra, chapter 19, beginning from verse 11, the Torah begins to talk about behavior that is appropriate and not appropriate. The Torah tells us about honesty, integrity in business, not denying or being deceitful. The Torah tells us about taking a true oath, not to abuse your employees, not to curse people, not to go out of your way to give them a difficult time in any way possible. But the Torah really sums it up, finally, in verse 18 with the following words, V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. You should love your fellow as yourself, ani Hashem, I am God. And many sages ask the question, why does it say V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha? Why do you need to love your fellow as yourself? After all, that's not only a tall order, but for most of us, impossible. How could you care about somebody else's welfare and well-being as much as you care about your own? Why couldn't the Torah just ask us to love our fellow? And love your fellow means to